Hello and welcome to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. This is the last episode of our three-part series for my NFL Mock Draft 1.0. So the first one was the first round, second one was the second round, and now for the third round, we are doing the third round and comp picks. So the composition picks that teams gain for signings and all of that. So we are doing both comp picks and round three. Now, we're going to get right into this. Also, the article for this, if you would like to read along, you could go to finsportsman.com. The mock draft will be posted same time as this podcast. So make sure to go check that out as if you want to read it instead of also listening to it. So make sure to go check out finsportsman.com so you can also read it as long as listen to it. Now we're going to get right into it with Jacksonville selecting number one in the third round at pick 65. The Jaguars select Richie Grant, the safety out of USC. Richie Grant, a great player at his time in USC. This season, he had 3 interceptions, 5 passes blocked, and 2 forced fumbles on the year. He's sitting at 6 foot, 194 pounds. He is a senior out of Florida. He this season had, like I said, 3 interceptions and 2 forced fumbles. 6 total or 10 total in his career, 6 in his second year at UCF. One of his best careers that or best year in his career at UCF. Also had a pick 6 last season in 2019. So as you can see, he's done a ton for USC. Jacksonville, this team, safety is a position of need. I don't even know who their best safety is. That's how bad their safeties are. But in the second, so far in this draft, they have selected Davion Nixon and Trevor Lawrence in the first round with Elijah Vera Tucker and Pat Freiermuth in the second round of this draft. And finally, Richie Grant out of UCF for pick number 65. At number 66, the New York Jets select Josh Myers, inside lineman out of Ohio State. He is a guard or a center, one of those two. I forget which one it is, but Josh Myers here, another Ohio State alumni. Great player. Sam Darnold could use the protection or whoever the quarterback is for the Jets this upcoming season. Sam Darnold last season had 35 sacks, sacked 35 times last season, which is a big number for a player to get sacked a ton. Josh Myers is a center here, and obviously when I think about teams picking centers, what team has a new quarterback coming in? And as in the first round, the Jets selected Zach Wilson. So that's why I have a center coming in to New York. Our next pick is at number 67. The Houston Texans, with their first pick of the draft, select Elijah Moore, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. Some people could complain and say there's another wide receiver that is still here that they would rather take at this pick, like Diami Brown. Except for I don't really think that he is going to be up there. Let's see, who else are some of the big wide receivers? Nico Collins is still, Amari Rodgers. You could complain one of those guys deserve to be up here. But I like Elijah Moore a ton. One of the only players to beat Patrick Surtain last season. Elijah Moore also a star at Ole Miss for when he played there last season, had about 1,200 yards receiving, also 8 touchdowns, 86 receptions, crazy number. In 2019, he had 67 receptions, 850 yards, 6 touchdowns, and I believe this season was a shortened season for SEC. I'm not positive about that. Yeah, it was a shortened season compared to the season before. So look how much he's done with shortened schedule and playing this well. So Elijah Moore, he deserves to be up here in the third round. the Texans really need a receiver and select Elijah Moore. At number 68, the Falcons select Javonte Williams, running back out of UNC. This guy, another one of my favorite players. I had a comp player, a comparison for him, but I forgot who it was, and I thought it was a perfect comparison for him. But Javonte Williams, just a crazy guy. He can bounce off tackles, go for the end zone, tons of speed. He never gets down on the first tackle. I'll tell you that. He never gets down on the first tackle. He made an amazing play, which should have is probably one of the top plays of the college football season for UNC. It was when he ran right to the outside. And guess what? He had one person hit him right from the behind and then one person in the front, bounced right off of that and still kept going, stiff-armed another player and another and ran for the end zone. Javonte Williams, crazy good player. I like him a ton out of UNC. I'm expecting him to probably move up in my next one or my next mock draft, but Javonte Williams, Todd Gurley's gone. Javonte Williams is a perfect fit here. At number 69, the Cincinnati Bengals select Jameen Williams. He is another guy that I've heard climbing up a ton of people's big boards, especially Daniel Jeremiah's. He was in the top 50, I believe, of his big board this season. 1.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 3 interceptions, 48 solo tackles. Career, he had 4 total interceptions. He's had in his career sacks, 2 career sacks, and 1 touchdown in his career. Jameen Davis, 6'4", 234 pounds, junior out of Kentucky. This one, he's one of the better zone coverage linebackers in this class. Cincinnati, a team that needs one. They picked one last year. He didn't really do, it was Logan Wilson, I believe is his name. Didn't really do a whole lot, but Jameen Davis, this just seems like a pick the Cincinnati Bengals would do. I like it going to the Bengals in the third round. At number 70, the Philadelphia Eagles select Ronnie Perkins, edge out of Oklahoma. Ronnie Perkins was a big player, or a huge player at Oklahoma. This season got suspended, I forgot what it was, but got suspended, and it did not help. Oklahoma shows you how good he is this season, though, with still playing, had 5.5 sacks in a short amount of games. He also had 16 solo tackles and no other stats for that, but had 6 sacks last season, 1 forced fumble, and then in 2018 had 5 sacks on the year. So that shows you how good he is, how he gets in there. 6'3", D lineman, 247 pounds, a junior. I like this guy coming into the third round, and the Eagles here go with their edge that they really need. At number 71, the Denver Broncos select Richard LeCount, safety out of Georgia. I know I probably said that last name wrong, but they go with Richard LeCount, safety out of Georgia. When I was watching tape of him, he's a really good player. They also have Justin Simmons, the Broncos. I know that, but might as well go with another player to team up. That's what a lot of teams need to do, team up with 2 safeties and then attack. That's really what teams need to do nowadays. And I like the Broncos taking Richard LeCount, the safety out of Georgia. Here, Richard LeCount, let's look up his stats out of Georgia this season. He had 3 interceptions, 4 passes deflected, and 6 solo tackles on the year. He's a great player. His stats aren't going to be like other players, and he's going to be a big player in the future. He's 5'11", 190. I expect a ton here. I like this pick a lot. As I watch more tape, I know this guy is going to be really good in the future. At number 72, the Detroit Lions select Deo Odebowale, I don't know how to say his last name, but he's a D tackle out of Vanderbilt. This guy reminds me of when, if you ever play Madden, he reminds me of when you're the quarterback and scrambling and trying to go right down the middle in between your O linemen. He's just like that defensive tackle that always comes out of nowhere and tackles you. That's literally what I see in him. He's literally the Madden player that comes out of nowhere when you're trying to run for the extra yards. That's what he reminds me of, and he's a crazy good player. I like this guy out of Vanderbilt. I'm excited to see what he does. Super good player. He can, whenever he wants to get off the block and go after, he can do that. So Deo Odoboingbo is my pick here at number 72. Number 73, the Carolina Panthers select Sean Wade, cornerback out of Ohio State. A lot of people I know are not very high on Sean Wade, but might as well take him. He's still on the board in the third round. I like this pick here. I like him in the third round, probably going to be later on my next mock draft. But I like Carolina taking another cornerback in this draft. They took Mac Jones round one, round two, the Panthers went with, let's see, Rondell Moore, the wide receiver. So might as well go with corners. If you've seen my What's Next Carolina Panthers, they really need a cornerback. That's one thing I did not do very good of when trying to help the Panthers. So that's one thing to watch out for, is the cornerback position for the Carolina Panthers. And Sean Wade's still here on the board. Might as well go with him. Next at number 74, the Washington football team, going back-to-back Ohio State players. One, because they got Chase Young last year. Two, because Sean Wade went right before him. But here, the Washington football team selects Baron Browning, linebacker out of Ohio State University. This is a really good player. He almost plays like a cornerback sometimes. When he plays against the tight end, he looks like a cornerback. He can play amazing football. He gets his hands in there. He's very, very good. He also is one of those players that redirects the quarterback. He tricks the quarterback's mind, helps that D-line a ton. So that's why there's going to be a Ohio State guy later in the round that goes thanks to Baron Browning. Next pick at 75, the Dallas Cowboys select Patrick Jones Jr., edge out of Pitt. Didn't have a huge Senior Bowl game, but this team, Cowboys, allowed over 3,000 passing yards last season, and that is a ton. I believe it was the second most or either the most by a team last season in passing yards allowed. So that shows you how bad this defense is, and one of the huge positions they needed was the edge position. So this is why the Dallas Cowboys are going with the edge here with Patrick Jones. Even though his senior day wasn't amazing, or his Senior Bowl game wasn't amazing, his edges are going to be coming off the board a ton in this draft. So that's why he's up here in the third round. At number 76, the New York Giants go with Cameron McGrone, linebacker out of Michigan. When watching film of Cameron McGrone, he is very athletic. He is amazing defense lineman. He extends for the tackle. He is amazing at the goal line. That's one thing I watched him was at the goal line. He was there to stop the person or whoever was the running back, quarterback, wide receiver, whoever. He was always stopping them. This season, not a huge season though for Cameron McGrone. Only a half a sack, 14 solo tackles on the year. And then the year before, he had 4 sacks. And he's a linebacker, so give him a little bit credit, because it's hard to get a sack as the linebacker. You don't know when to go right away. That's a position where you could be the one that causes the play to be huge. Also, 66 total tackles last season. So Michigan, who didn't play as well this year, he did have a good season last year. Cameron McGrone is the pick here to the New York Giants. At number 77, the Los Angeles Chargers select Emile McNeil. That's another guy to remember. He's a great run stopper, just like all the defensive tackles, wrapping up the player right when they get to the line of scrimmage. That's the one thing I noticed. He always gets the player before he gets a yard or two. So Emile McNeil here goes to the Chargers, who should have Melvin Ingram next year. I'm not positive about that. But they should have Melvin Ingram because he is a free agent next season. He is going here at 77, or yeah, 77, Emile McNeil, to add on to Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Kenneth Murray. This is going to be a good team. At number 78, Minnesota Vikings select Trey Smith, inside offensive lineman out of Tennessee. This guy is another really good player. He is always the lead block. He is very, very powerful. He always gets in there, is aggressive right off the bat, and has determination to get the player to the next, to get more yards. So I like this pick here for the Minnesota Vikings. At number 79, the Arizona Cardinals select Brevin Jordan, tight end, Miami. Another guy who is a great player. He is outstanding. He can catch player with like 3 or 4 or 5 on him trying to catch the ball, or 5 players hitting him at one time. He still holds on to the guy. He's just an amazing player. Kyler Murray could use their tight end here a ton. Last round took Carlos Basham and then J.C. Horn in the first round. So they go with Brevin Jordan out of Miami. Now we're going to do one last pick before we go to break, and then we'll be right back for the last picks of the draft. We have comp picks and then the last couple of third round picks. At number 80, Las Vegas Raiders select Keith Taylor Jr., quarterback out of Washington. When I'm watching tape, there's a lot of flaws, but this is something I think he can fix. Tackling is what every cornerback doesn't really succeed at in this draft. But he does give effort when he's man-to-man, just like every corner. This guy, he is a good corner, not a huge one, but the Raiders are known for taking developmental cornerbacks, and I think they take him here at number 80. Okay, we will be right back. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello, and welcome back to Finn Schwartz Fan. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. We're going to continue for the last 15 picks of the draft. We got about nine picks for comp picks, and then we got the rest here for the last 15, for the last picks of this draft. Starting at number 81, we got the Miami Dolphins selecting Dyami Brown, wide receiver out of UNC. This guy had his first over 1,000-yard receiving year for the UNC Tar Heels. He is a great route runner, great space, and also had over 50 catches this season. This guy, outstanding player. He is just really good. He can, like I said, make space, crazy route runner. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes even earlier than this. So Dyami Brown, he is the second wide receiver going to Miami at number 81. At number 82, Washington football team selects Paulson Adebo, cornerback out of Stanford. Another great player. Adebo runs just like a wide receiver, honestly, because he follows the route through and just makes the play on the ball. That's what he's really, really good at. He runs like a wide receiver and he's the one that makes the play on the ball. So I like this pick here at number 82. At number 83, the Chicago Bears select Chaz Surte, linebacker out of UNC, going to the Chicago Bears. Another guy, obviously, in the third round. He's going, obviously, in the third round here. They're going to not get the best talent that you can get. But Chaz Surte, linebacker, goes here for Chicago, who really needs one. At 84, the Philadelphia Eagles, via the Colts trade with Carson Wentz, select a Darius Washington safety out of TCU. All the safeties here at at this pick here or in this draft are really decent, really good. I like the Eagles selecting a safety with Darius Slay as corner. Eagles go here with Adarius Washington. Number 85, the Tennessee Titans select Marvin Wilson. If Jadeveon Clowney isn't there, you need your D tackle. You need your D tackle here and go with Marvin Wilson out of FSU. Hard hitter, tons of energy, hype player. This guy, when watching tape, he just was hyping up his team. That's what you really want in a player. So here, Marvin Wilson at 85. At 86, the New York Jets select Idafu Manawuwu. Sorry if I pronounced that name wrong. He's the cornerback out of Syracuse. This is via the Seahawks Jamal Adams trade. They get this pick. Manawuwu was a great player at Syracuse. Great man to man. Can hold his own. Teams, when they pass to him, he's always blocking the ball. So Idafe Manawuwu going here to the Jets, who really looks like they need a new corner. At 87, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Michael Carter, running back out of UNC. This is the other half of Javonte Williams and Michael Carter of the UNC Tar Heels here. Go with Carter, who rushed over 1,500 yards this season and 11 touchdowns. Crazy to do with another great running back on the team. At 88, the Detroit Lions, via the Rams trade with Matthew Stafford, select Ambry Thomas, cornerback out of Michigan. Ambry Thomas, huge player at Michigan. He has great vision for the ball, hard hitter, ton of speed. Lions really need him since Desmond Trufant was released earlier. Last week, I believe it was when he got released, but they add a new cornerback along with Jeff Okuda. At 89, the Cleveland Browns select Marlon Tupatulu, defensive tackle out of USC. You can tell when watching tape of him, he controls the defensive line. He's their captain. He's the player that holds his team together. He's a very hard hitter, very aggressive, and gets a lot of hype for his team. And that's really what the Cleveland Browns need, a player that can hype, get them hyped up, just like the Marlon Tupatupo. At number 90, the Minnesota Vikings select, Monte Rice, linebacker out of Georgia, via the Baltimore Ravens. Monte Rice is a nice addition. He can play zone coverage. He's also very solid at linebacker. Probably not going to be a star, but he is a really good player at this pick to pick. At 91, the Cleveland Browns via the Saints select Shamir Jean Charles, cornerback out of App State. Very underrated player. This guy won first team All-American. A lot of people don't really care about the awards, but this guy, when you're out of a small college that's not a Power Five, it's really a big accomplishment to get an All-American honors. At 92, the Green Bay Packers select Nico Collins, wide receiver, Michigan, a guy who gets the ball all the time. That's the first spot they're looking at. Green Bay still has Davante Adams only. They need a second wide receiver, and that's where we go with Nico Collins. 93, the Buffalo Bills select Kenneth Gainwell, running back out of Memphis. Guy is a dual threat, receiving back, running back, just like Antonio Gibson, who came out of Memphis. This year, Gainwell had almost 1,500 yards in this season. And he didn't play this year, but that's what he had in the last season. He's a crazy good player. I like this pick. 95, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Mari Rodgers, wide receiver, Clemson. Perfect fit here. Rodgers came up big last season for Justin Ross, who was out, had over 1,000 receiving yards this season and 7 touchdowns. With 2 stars leaving town in Tampa Bay, this one is a new one to come. Here are the last 10 picks of the draft. For the composition picks, one is going to be a big surprise, so don't leave. 96, the New England Patriots select Ben Cleveland, inside offensive lineman out of Georgia. This guy is a huge player. He gets right off the line, is aggressive. He is the one blocking always for the quarterback and is making a difference on the ball. So Ben Cleveland here goes to New England. At 97, the Los Angeles Chargers select Tutu Atwell, wide receiver, Louisville. Mike Williams, I believe, is a free agent, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not sure. But Tutu Atwell comes here. He's kind of reminds me of Tyreek Hill. Don't get mad at that comparison. He's just the skill set kind of reminds me. At 98, New Orleans Saints select Rashad Weaver, edge out of Pitt. This guy is another crazy guy on the D-line. He makes a big impact. The Saints need a defensive tackle. There you go. At 99, this is the big pick. The Dallas Cowboys select Jamie Newman, quarterback out of Wake Forest / Georgia, because he didn't really play for Georgia. His last destination was going to be Georgia, but then he opted out of the season. Jamie Newman, if he played, could have gone earlier, but I like Jamie Newman here. Obviously, I'm going to be watching more tape on these players so you guys know a lot more about them. Then at number 100, Tennessee Titans select Jordan Smith out of UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. He's a linebacker, another guy who I think is very underrated, and watch out for him. At 101, the Los Angeles Rams select Tyland Wallace, wide receiver, Oklahoma State. 102, the San Francisco 49ers select Seth Williams, wide receiver, Auburn. 103, the Los Angeles Rams select Benjamin St. Juste, cornerback out of Minnesota. 104, the Baltimore Ravens select Kendrick Green, offensive lineman out of Illinois. And at 105, the New Orleans Saints select Tommy Tugie, defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to go check out finsportsman.com. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time, hopefully you enjoyed this series. Thanks again. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.